His mind is racing because now he has to give the introduction without using the word jingoistic.
I can't spell that either. Well, I'm very honored to be here tonight. And this is a heck of a big crowd considering we got the Civic Open and they're calling everyone over there. Very honored to be here with these Conrads. And as the chapel in Bill Motto post, I'm not a Christian. We're non-denominational. If anything, I'm a Druid. But as the chaplain of Bill Motto posts, we're the Veterans of Foreign Wars, which is a pretty reactionary organization. That's where Cheney and Bush and everyone else goes before they want to go to war. We're the post that's against that. We're the post for peace. So very honored that we're in the building with the Conrads here. I'm a member of the Lee McMillan Irish Republican Clubs. And Lee McMillan was murdered by the Provisional IRA back in 1974, for organized the Protestant workers in Belfast. And the history of Ireland and England is very much like the Palestinian-Israeli question. And these wars are never over religion. I don't think the English Protestants give a crap whether we pray to the Virgin Mary or not if you're Catholic. It's over land, and it's over jobs, and to feed your family. And that's anywhere in the world. And I bring this up because Ireland at this point in time is at peace. The British troops are withdrawing from Ireland. You could have asked me this. I've been involved with the Irish struggle for 35 years. 10 years ago, I would have said, what is going on today could have never happened. It was a hopeless thing based on sectarianism, hate, fear. The children are educated away from each other. There's Protestant kids taught here, Catholic kids taught there. I've encountered Protestant people that never met a Catholic in their life in Belfast. And someone I'm glad it's here, and I'm going to, if he'll stand up, is Nani Alejandro. If he'll stand up for a second, from Barrios Unidos. Give a hand for him. And very fitting is Dennis Banks will be here. If folks that don't remember Dennis Banks, the leader of AIM, the American Indian, Native American Indian movement, he'll be here next Thursday at Barrios Unidos, February 7th at 6 o'clock, for those of you that would like to attend. And as we know, that's an ongoing struggle with the Native American brothers and sisters. Now, back to the Irish situation, does that look like a situation that was so deep into hatred and sectarianism there was no hope? And yet, that has been resolved. Giant steps. Peace has come to Northern Ireland. I've been to Northern Ireland in 1984, and everything was barbed wire. There were troops everywhere, even like wedding shops or bridal cakes had wire over the windows to stop bombs from coming through. And I went over in another year, the first ceasefire, they were doing my play. I'm a playwright, and they did my play in Ireland. And the kids were out in the street. It was like a new world. And all the wire was down off the windows. There was no more bombs going through the stores. And it was like what communities and cities are supposed to be. And we're going to hope, as bad as it seems at times, what we have here is we have two Conrads that used to be enemies. It reminds me when we had the Vietnamese generals come, the highest ranking Vietnamese generals, also the head of the Viet Cong. He came here to Santa Cruz about 10 years ago. And that was a wonderful time. And men that had shot at each other were embracing in the name of peace. Now you have an Israeli and a Palestinian brought together with the idea that peace has to be the answer. It cannot be warfare or bloodshed. These two brothers, unfortunately, have lost family members through the conflict, and that's a shame. But the fact that they've drawn together here to create this situation, and Nani brought up to Bassan, our Palestinian brother, he goes, you know, I could take you down to Beach Flats right now, and they'd all think you were Chicano, and everyone would think he's a Chicano, and they could take Nani over to Palestine, and they would think he's a Palestinian. And it's just, the point is you can go anywhere in the world, and brothers and sisters that join together for a concept and an idea is what makes strength. Upstairs, which I thought we were going to be up there, but we're not, is a banner that says Paratroopers for Peace. Well, I started that here Before the first Gulf War, I was inspired by the Israeli paratroopers that had an organization called Paratroopers for Peace. They refused to go back into Lebanon. And then the military in Israel is held in very high esteem, and the paratroopers especially. And when they refused to go back into Lebanon, it created quite an uproar in the political situation there. I was inspired by Israeli paratroopers, and there I had the banner made. It's still up in room 23. And I carried that with along some Green Beret brothers and paratroopers and Native American brothers to the first Support the Troops movement in Watsonville. This is before they started the bombing of the first Gulf War. And the whole thing with the war, let's remember this, Bush, he was all ready to march us right back into Iran. I mean, just last month, he was starting to plan, hey, we'll go right into Iran because the capitalist system, the way it is here, we need war. And the CIA said, you know what, we don't think we're going to let you go along with this time. And I'm no fan of the CIA. But I think somehow Bush and them, Cheney pissed them off enough, they decided they'd scuttle that particular deal. So I give my kudos off to the CIA to that. But the fact is where's the next conflict going to come? They're going to create something. We know that. Because they make tons and tons of money on war. People suffering, that's secondary to them. They have no idea. Now, in regards to the presidential election, everyone has their own mind about that. I'll stay out of that for tonight. But the situation is the world, as we all know, it has to change. It cannot go on with the conflict the way it is anymore. It cannot. Even our own infrastructure here, our economy, it's starting to crumble. Working class people and the poor are really suffering now because you had unscrupulous brokers that knew these poor families could not afford to pay for these homes and sold it to them anywhere for commissions. And I've been reading these like Citicorp and all these multi-billion dollar businesses. The CEOs that created this failure are getting bonuses of $160 million. One person. I mean, all of us could party pretty hard for quite a few generations on $168 million. And this one man who has hurt hundreds of thousands of families is awarded $168 million. Something's wrong with that scenario. But the main thing is what's important is we're all here tonight to hear these two comrades. And I remember when Nani and I went down to Nicaragua, we were the guests of the Sandinistas government, and it was supposed to be a ceasefire. And we were in Managua, and we went into the San Jose Rio Biducay, which is way out, way, way out. And all of a sudden, mortars and machine gun fire was going on. They killed 7 Sandinistas. Small place. It was a little bigger than the whole vets hall, the length of it. It was just shacks. And we found out when we got back to Managua. One, we didn't find this out. We saw this firsthand. They killed 7 Sandinistas and wounded about 14. We went and visited the next day. 3 or 4 days later, we get back to Managua, the capital. And we found out that Elliot Abrams had told the American, it was all in the press, that the Sandinistas used their air force to bomb the village that Nani and I and a bunch of other comrades were in. And it wasn't under attack by any planes of the Sandinistas. It was being mortared by the Contras and machine gun. Point being is that we also met these people. They were called Combatants for Peace. And they were guys that were Contras, that had left the Contras and were merging with the Sandinista soldiers. And that was a very moving experience. So we're seeing that progressively happening. Now, who would ever thought you're going to see a Palestinian fighter and an Israeli soldier speaking together for one goal of peace? I wouldn't have said that, but I'm not that shocked because the world's changing rapidly. Plus, the Resource Center for Nonviolence has a kind of knack about finding unique things in the world and bringing it to this little community. So I really want to thank everybody and Scott. I'm really honored to be here. And the first lad is, does it matter what order you go in? I'm going to, Bassan, our man from Palestine, big hand for our brother here.